Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The penalty is usually what's called stroke and distance, which is the right side of your face gets paralyzed.
No, Mike, that's actually a category if you search that on the internet. The distance is where I come up short.
So
my dad says, he goes, what type of outlet do you plug the car into? And I'm like, what are you talking about, old man? And he says, in case I have to ship it down to Bolivia. And I said, I don't think you're shipping anything, sir.
I hate ice cream.
I can't believe, why what motivated you to say that? You didn't like Finny Fin?
Tom, I didn't like Finny Fin.
This is your participating Carvel ice cream store. I can't believe you're saying these things with that.
You know what I hated
what
the
about
most?
Cookie Puss? You didn't like Cookie Puss?
I hated Fudgy the Whale.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Ha, everybody.
Hey, World Series fans. You know, I'm really kind of curious. I haven't. Has anybody gotten any ratings from the World Series as far as whether they the overnights were?
I can only go with my gut, Mike. And when I was scanning Facebook, which is usually a pretty good gauge for what's going on in the world of sports,
yeah,
there was nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Do you think it has to do with the teams that were playing?
Yeah, perhaps. Yeah. You know, and, you know, it's just...
Congratulations on the Rangers winning their first, Mike.
That's wonderful.
I know it means so much to you.
Look, here's what it is. I am so bummed about the idea of the sport that I once worked schedules around.
Yes,
this is true. I moved down here to Fort Myers, Florida, because the Red Sox had their spring training down here. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I certainly didn't see the trend. And I just feel as though I am, you know, I'm sad because I wish it was a bigger deal. But, I don't know when it happened, when the light switch went off with baseball. But I think the statistics are showing that it's not as hot as it what once was. And I'm sure regionally, somebody said it's a regional sport now. It is. It's a regional sport. In Texas,
yeah,
it's probably a really big deal. But in Arizona, even with a team in the World Series,
right,
not that big a deal. And it's just that makes me sad. But at the same time, it's like, is there any way of fixing it? Is there any way of really doing anything that would move the meter at all, you know?
If someone came up to me and said, you know, the baseball season ended June 10th this year.
Yeah.
I'd believe them. I would believe them. Mike, the problem here is not MLB. It's the NFL. The NFL has encroached on all sports fans in the United States and lengthened their season. And now there's games Thursday and Sunday and Monday. And it's this. That is what's zapping it, I think, because it is a more dynamic sport. Mm-hmm. So they need to football up pro baseball. That's what they need to do. Make it sexy.
Make it collision. Turn baseball into a collision sport.
Do you think it would be good if the only way you could get someone out is if you tackled them?
I don't know. It's sad. It's a bummer. It's a bummer because it used to be a big deal. It used to be bigger stars.
Yeah.
It used to be part of the national consciousness.
Yeah.
I can't tell you the starting lineup for the Boston Red Sox anymore. I took my kid to the bleachers at Fenway over the summer, had a fantastic time. And if the Red Sox had gone on a little bit of a run, it might have been fun. But congratulations to the Texas Rangers. I'm sure the people in Arlington, Texas, are very, very
Arlington,
happy
Mike.
Today. It's just, it is what it is. So, I mean,
now, what have they done? You know, they've done something, and I believe it was this season, to speed up the game. What was it, a pitch clock?
A pitch clock.
Okay, and do
where
you...
they and it did speed up the game to a degree. I came back, if you remember,
right,
over the summer. I came back and said they've done
what?
One of my many near misses. They've done it. They've been successful.
They fixed it.
They fixed it. the game is crisp. And then the next night I'm watching it, and it was another 3 hour and 20 minute game.
Right.
You can't do it. Movies are getting in trouble for that.
Yes.
Feature films. Hey, Martin Scorsese, you know, shorten your films. You've got theater owners that are, you know, without permission, putting intermissions in the middle of the Flower Moon movie that he's
Mike,
got
Mike, you've
right
got
now.
Theater patrons who are on Lasix that can't do it. I missed all the good parts of Oppenheimer.
Well, there are only a few of you. So it's usually for senior citizens.
Well, senior citizens are, go to movies, too.
What do you think your dog year's age is now?
Well, oh, God. So you mean my actual age?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm 74.
Yeah, it's sad.
Don't you think?
Speaking of 74, I come to you today with a little tale of conflict. I want to say first off that I really, really don't go looking for it like I used to. I never really went looking for it. I just didn't shy away from an altercation.
Also, I think the lifestyle you used to lead, it drew you to it.
Because heavy drinking in a crowded bar with obnoxious people?
I wasn't going to bring up drinking. I was going to say the nightlife. You used to be a part of the nightlife. And the nightlife brings out the worst in people. What do they say? Nothing good happens after 10 o'clock?
Well, and sometimes midnight, sometimes 11 p.m.
That's
sometimes
true.
2 in the afternoon. Depends on where you are. You know,
that's true.
That's the way that goes. So, as you know, I have to lay this out this way because everybody knows that listens to this show what my number one hobby is. I love to do the radio show and or the podcast, what's left of it. And I love to hit the white egg. And so my priorities in life go this way. I've got my family and my my children and my wife. The family is priority number one, followed by a close second, this little enterprise that I like doing, followed by the hobby. And, you know, throughout my life, the hobby has always been the first one to go if there are moves, if I'm moving somewhere, or if the dollars aren't there to sustain that at the end of the radio career. I did that. I moved around. I consider what I do to be a luxury.
Okay.
I consider what I do to be a real privilege. It's super fun. And I get to go where into a socioeconomic area where I am not really part of that. But there are plenty of other people that do that, that play at a really nice place and they're not the super country club guys that have probably been at great places and have multiple memberships. Do you understand? Well, you're laughing.
Do
you understand the point
thinking,
I'm trying to make here?
I'm thinking of guest day at Bushwood is all I'm thinking of.
Well, Happy Valley, as I like to call it. One of the things, but I also bowl. So I think I cover the gamut, you know, and I like doing stuff like that. And I like going to my kids' football games and I like doing stuff. I do for a long time.
Golf is more about the actual sport than the environment you play it in. You just
it's about
love
the sport in a place that is conducive to playing it at a decent level and having a place to practice and having a place to play. And I switched places a few years back because of my kid, and then my kid doesn't love it as much as I wish he loved it, but I'm not going to push because I think there is a chance still that he might go back to it.
Okay.
And if he does, this is a good place. Where I am is a good place. Happy Valley is a good place for that.
Right.
And, the difference between Happy Valley and where I played before, there have been a couple of really good places I've played where you're surrounded by guys that are captains of industry. That's what I like to say. They're really not, but they are successful people. Smart, successful.
I remember
Republican.
your foursome that used to include Lee Iacocca. That was a fun one. And
Andrew
all the
Carnegie, Lee Iacocca, and Henry Ford. We had a regular Thursday game.
The captains of industry.
Captains of industry would show up. I mean, I was saying to I remember I was having a conversation with Johnny Rockefeller one time.
Johnny, you call him.
Johnny Rockefeller.
That's good.
Look, this is a situation where I love it. It just takes me away, and it's good for my head, and it's cool.
Right.
And so, so I'm rolling down there, and I'm out there, and I don't think there's anything more peaceful. Well, there are. There are a lot of things. You could paint. You could take a long walk. You could
walk your dog. You see,
you could go on a bicycle ride.
Don't diminish what you do. Now, I realize that it has sort of an upper crusty reputation based on the fact that to be able to do it, it requires an enormous amount of real estate. Just the very fact that people complain about that.
Environmentalists have complained about that.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? We're still here, aren't we?
Right.
We haven't wrecked it yet.
Exactly.
But if this is what relaxes you, why would anyone take it away from you?
I chill out, and this falls under the heading of you just never know when conflict is going to rear its ugly head.
And so I would your conflict, you've been relatively conflict-free.
No, I haven't. No, you remember Mark Miller when we had him on the show?
Yeah, but that was a long time ago.
It wasn't a long time ago. It was within the year, Rob. Thank you for being
months
nice.
Months ago.
Not proud of that. We have not socialized since. He's been on the show. One conversation. That's it.
You should send him
I should point out.
Yes.
However, with my partner, who was there for this, who I was embarrassed, I was embarrassed for my behavior with him.
Right.
I have been reinvited. And I have accepted.
That's great. To celebrate, you should send Millsy a funny meme.
It's very, very... No, he didn't have anything to do with it. He was with another team.
I know, but that would
open
the door.
You know what he said one time when I asked him, why don't you have me play in it? He said, you're my first choice for second place. As far as friends that he would have playing with.
Well, at least you're on the board.
But it doesn't matter because I've got a partner now.
Okay.
Same guy that I've had that I had last year. So that it couldn't have been all that bad for him.
All right.
Why would he do that, right? We haven't had a lot of contact either in the year since. So it's fine. It's just a bit. But I don't go looking for it.
Right.
And this falls under the category of total surprise. I take you to the sixth hole at Happy Valley.
Okay.
And I am, I tee off and I hit a very, very bad tee shot that goes way, way, way to the right.
Okay. Right,
to the right enough where I think, that's probably going to be out of bounds.
Okay.
And, or in the weeds, in this area of shrubbery where it's going to be very, very difficult
to recover.
Do they call
that the rough cut?
The rough cut. No. No, they don't. But okay. I don't have time to prime you, to give you a primer on the game of golf. It goes, you've watched it on television.
It goes
right. I'm expecting it may or may not be in play.
All right. How was your reaction on the tee box when
it was fun? It's the game. It happens.
Okay.
You hit bad shots, you hit good shots. The other guys are, I'm playing with two other guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're in the fairway, which they are, which is fine. And it was a threesome. And when we both have golf carts, like it usually works, there are two guys that ride in a cart together and me. And it's usually how it plays out. I understand that. I'm a Democrat. I get it. Or I don't know. Maybe there are other reasons.
Of you that enjoys
You see why
having...
I wanted him here today? Oscar, by the way, is dealing with a building issue.
Yeah.
He will be joining us or not joining. We don't know.
Is there a part of you that enjoys being in your own cart?
Yes, 100,000%. As a matter of fact, during COVID, when we all got to have them, it was bliss. I like being there. It's my own stuff.
Okay,
don't have to worry about the other person. No problem at all. So, well, once again, having a nice day, nice weather, beautiful day, blah, blah, blah. It's great. No problem at all. And I'm off. And I go searching. Without much time taken at all, I come around the corner and I see that my ball is across the path, on the side of a hill, the bottom of a hill, and it appears to be, on first glance, just inbounds. There's a white stake about maybe 10, 15 feet in front of it.
Okay.
And it's inside of that. And I can't, I didn't get a beeline on this, the other stake. When you're going out of bounds in golf, you have white stakes. And if your ball is on the other side of a, of an imaginary straight line
right.
between these two white stakes, it's a very golf heavy discussion today, you are out of bounds.
And okay. So, and is there, there's a penalty for hitting it out of bounds.
You, the penalty is usually what's called stroke and distance. Which is the right side of your face gets paralyzed.
No, Mike, that's actually a category if you search that on the internet.
The
the distance is where I come up short.
So I look at it, and the protocol, if you're playing by the rules, if you're not sure, come over, have your playing partners come over and get more people involved. Just
right.
like a conversation with referees.
Yeah, right.
you know, you bring them over and say, and so the two guys come over. I think one of them comes over, looks at it, goes, "Yeah, that's inbounds. That's inbounds. No problem at all." And so I proceed to go get my club. It's such a bad shot that I just want to advance it down
okay.
the fairway. I'm not going to get on the green in two on a par four. This is in the weeds golf. Doesn't really matter.
No,
so
but
I'm
I
getting,
understand.
I, but yeah. I, but it's but I'm I get my club out. Just want to advance it, and. As I take my backswing, I hear from somewhere, I say, "That's out of bounds."
Oh no!
And I turn around and I'm like, I hit it. By the way, I was able to successfully hit the ball. How, I don't know, because it was loud,
mm-hmm.
and I advanced the ball, and I look and I see an older gentleman that is standing on his screened in patio, at the patio, saying, "That's out of bounds." And then,
so his house is adjacent to the course.
Yeah,
and he
and
just
he's
is
not
watching
happy.
You. Oh well, God, why
he's,
would he be?
He's not. Well, yeah, I mean, there's somebody hitting a golf ball on a golf course next to his house. Why wouldn't that send him into
this
a blind
has never
rage?
Happened before?
So initially, it's so obnoxious that initially I think this is a buddy I know that's giving me
oh,
crap.
Okay, right.
Which would make me laugh, and I wouldn't be. I'd still be pissed that he did it in my backswing. Because
right.
that's kind of beyond the pale there.
Yeah.
But no, this is a legitimate guy that's starting to yell at me. Yell at me good. Yell at me good about that. You know, that's out of bounds. I said, and I turn around and I engage because
right.
he's 30 feet up the hill.
Okay.
And I said, that's why I have my two playing partners come over and they told me it was inbounds. No, it's not. No, it's not. You're in my yard. You're in my yard. And I'm slowly realizing that this is legit. This is how a little over the top this guy. This
you
Karen
thought he
is.
Was goofing on you, yeah?
Thought he was goofing. I mean, then I realized he's serious, and now I'm getting pissed.
Oh boy, yeah, I would
now
too.
I'm getting pissed because at this point, I take a better look, and I look up the to the right side, and the ball is not only inbounds; it's well inbounds,
mm-hmm.
and now I'm. Not happy. And I said, well, I hit the ball. I'm going to go. Well, that's not the way it's supposed to be played. How would you like it if somebody hit a ball out of your yard? And at this point, I'm done. I take my hat off. I start walking up the hill because
oh, no.
I am not taking this crap over anything. Right?
Right.
And it was just so, are you
Could
kidding
you get
me?
A good beat on the guy because he was behind
the screen.
I don't want
to do a description.
Screen.
Don't really want to
okay.
do a description.
All right. All right.
But I have the, I have my, hold on a second. My wife's calling me. Hold
oh,
on
okay.
just a second. Let me see what's going on here. Hope yeah, we're taping.
Okay.
What's going on? Oh, no, dude, you don't say the S word. Come on.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
God, don't you know my schedule?
No.
All right. I got to... All right. All right. Thank you.
Bye.
God. Tell my golfing story, for Christ's sake.
That went well.
You know? I mean, really.
Mike,
please,
she
let me
just
know what's
called
going on.
To say,
so,
I love you.
So, anywho, as soon as he said this is in my yard, I'm like, really? And, you know, I do the thing. The two times you take your hat off. Once
yeah.
at the end of a round of golf when you're going to shake hands with everybody, and the other time it's when you're spoiling for a row. No, I'm not planning on fighting the guy, but I've just had my fill
yeah, yeah.
of this. You're talking about you know, you're standing on your patio and you're screaming at me. And meanwhile,
I didn't realize that the taking off of the hat had a symbolism.
And by the way, during this whole thing, the Navy SEALs that are in the other golf cart are like paralyzed out in the middle. not joining, not supporting your boy at all. Why support your boy?
Are they laughing? Know?
What's that?
Are they laughing?
I don't know what they're doing. I am fully engaged with this man. And would you like to hear what really happened or what my fantasy was that happened?
Let's go with the fantasy first.
Good call. This is the fantasy of what happened and what I said afterwards, okay?
What the hell are you trying to do? Kill me with a golf ball? Is that enough? You got all these beautiful Lakers fencing for your little game? But you gotta kill me with a golf ball?
Okay. It's not really the circumstance because he's just complaining about me.
But that would have been good.
But doing that. But that was my little fantasy. Yeah. I'm already, even during the conflict, I am already thinking to myself, this is gonna be discussed this way tomorrow. And there aren't really many, believe it or not, scenes like that where you react to, but this guy, the guy with the goofy hat in the movie Falling Down, is who I am talking to like a dead ringer. Accent and all. And when he finally says, "How would you like it if somebody hit a ball out of your yard?" That's when I take my hat off and I start walking up and I say, the gist of what I say is as follows. There is no profanity.
Right.
There's a screw you at the end of the thing, but there's no profanity. There are no threats because I know, you know, I think everybody nowadays is more sensitive to, you know, the world and what it is. And I take my hand off and I walk in. I said, you have nothing better to do than to yell at me? After I have, I'm playing a round of golf. He said, "Well, it's not the way you're supposed to play." I said, "I had a ruling on it. We are playing it. We're just going on." And I said, "You have a nice day." And that's cheating. That's cheating. And I'm sitting there and I'm stunned. My heart rate is just going.
Well, is that because of the conflict or because you had to climb the hill?
Stop it. I'm in better shape than I've been in 25 years. Okay. So I'm sitting there and I couldn't believe it. I really couldn't believe it. And I move on, I think, with a screw you. And I don't think he even heard that. And then one of the guys that lives in the same community who was playing with me says, "I'm sorry, Mike." And it's just like, why me? Why me? I wasn't looking for anything. I was just, and I got a ruling on it, and I'm sitting there, and now I'm sitting there going, and it's really upsetting. It's really, really upsetting. And it's like, we are out here on a beautiful day in the middle of the week when many thousands, millions of our fellow Americans are out slaying a dragon, and you are walking out on your porch to give me S? Are you kidding me? And I played beyond by the rules. There, that 90% of people are going to walk over and just smack it. I call two guys over before I even address the ball. And it was just, and I said, you know, I don't understand that. And then after the guy does this, you know, the other guys are kind of like quiet.
Sure.
And one of the guys makes a joke that says, well, we, and at this point, the guy, the third guy we're playing with has an injury. He hurts himself. And I think not the next hole, but the hole after that, he splits because he's got to go. They call out a substitute, which I've never seen.
Really?
Let's just say it's a little discombobulated.
Okay. Yeah.
The whole day. Just a little weird. And the one guy who happens to be a very mellow, not talkative guy says, well, we had a fight and an injury on the same day. And that's pretty funny. I find that pretty funny. But at the same time, there I am, and it was just, it was
Mike,
weird.
I know right now weird. You feel.
Welcome
you
back. Feel... Oscar has joined us. Hi, Oscar. How are you?
Hello.
There he is.
I have a gentleman on my phone. His last name is Whitebread. And I said, because it's calling in right now. I said, that's unfortunate. I'll answer him later on. I don't know who the hell that could be.
Whitebread was the identification on your phone?
Yeah, it said T. Whitebread.
I was just dealing with building issues today.
Yeah, and I said, I don't know a T. Whitebread, but I know a construction gentleman named Mike outside, and he is not happy with me.
Why is he not happy with you? Because you were...
Well, I said,
giving
look,
him crap about
I
all
said,
the
we got a broadcast happening right now. And the people here, the owners are a 10 out of 10.
Right.
I am at odds with what is a construction timeline. And they are rebuilding our driveway to our garage this weekend. So it's a lot of breaking up of driveway. And if anybody's resealed their driveway at home for you suburbians, that is annoying. Imagine if somebody came in with a jackhammer and broke up all the concrete to the garage, to the building.
Yeah, and it's not serving two cars like a home. It's serving every car.
Wow.
And I said, we're in the middle of a show. And you guys can't hear it now because we have a state-of-the-art technology. But we're in the middle of the show, and there's a jackhammer going on as soon as I get to the building this morning. And then I was like, well, after this, we've got one. We've got the Bomani Jones podcast. Then we have the Dominique Foxworth show. And then we have another ESPN production all day. How long will this jackhammering be going on, sir? And he says, if it starts raining, the construction will stop. And I said, is it supposed to rain today? He says, no.
No, not a chance. No chance of rain. Sunny all day.
Oh, my God.
And I said, is there a foreman I may talk to, sir? He goes, you're talking to him. And I said,
I hate that.
Who should I talk to that may be above you, if there is anybody above you, so I can explain to them that there's a lease that's paid every month on time?
You need and a minion. You need a minion. You need a minion. You are Oscar Santana, the CEO of Podville Media, and yes. You need to get who's the guy from Breaking Bad? Who's the guy from Better Call Saul? You need a Mike Ehrmantraut to go down. You need a Mike Ehrmantraut.
Do you know why I am who I am?
Why?
Because I'm willing to walk down to take care of this because I know the alternative is an email or a phone call that will go, it's a snowball under the sun.
Well, you're a can-do guy.
Well, you got to get ahead of it.
Right. How would you have handled my situation yesterday?
I hear these stories, and I know that they're the end of the world to you. And
No, they're not the end of the world. I'm not asking you to judge me again, but I'm asking you.
That's what I do every day.
I know, but I'm asking you, how would you? I don't.
I would have ignored it. I would have said that guy's having a bad day. Clearly, moving on with life. Bigger fish to fry. That's how I would have dealt with it. Because
really not in Mike's DNA to ignore it, though.
He's asking me how I would handle. I would have handled it. Because for me, if that guy is just pissed at you for playing your ball in his yard,
I'm not.
And he lives on an effing golf course.
Right.
What did you think was going to happen, dude?
What do you mean?
Windows will be broken. In a home that's near a golf course, like that's on the golf course, things are going to happen. That if you're in a home that's on a golf course,
oh, so he should anticipate the homeowner,
should effing know this is part of the deal, dude.
He should anticipate
part of the deal.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things you said there makes sense to me, and I have a T-shirt that says this, that you never know what another person's going through. I believe that. And I think everybody has to be mindful of that, whether you're in traffic, whether you're in a situation like that. Unfortunately for me, the initiation of the conflict was so over the top where I'm being screamed at. It's embarrassing with people out there. I'm not trying to do anything wrong. And when it comes to the silly little game I play, I'm getting a ruling on it. And they said, yep, you're in bounds and stuff like that. And then the question I have, when you live in a place like that, as Oscar just said, you kind of expect that you're certainly going to have people coming and going.
If I buy a cabin in the woods, I know I'm going to see the wildlife. I'm hoping I'll see wildlife.
Yeah.
It'll maybe a bunch of raccoons will jump into my into my trash every goddamn weekend. But I know I signed. I'm not going to yell at them for that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get some traps.
But, Mike, you know what? There's something here that you're ignoring. The guy didn't buy the house to not yell at people. He bought that house, and he sits on that porch.
I don't know if that's true.
I guarantee you it's true.
Because I really, after the dust settles, and I think about it, although it affected me because I don't get into skirmishes like that like I used to. You know, in the old days, it would have been Tuesday. You know, that would have been a normal Tuesday. But I think, but all day long, I'm thinking, that really stuck in. I've told people, you know, all day about it and stuff. And it was frustrating because it's such a beautiful life. I mean, this man is living in a home that I could never.
But you're not going to make sense of crazy.
Yeah.
Like, you just can't make sense of crazy. And
and it's not like I haven't heard stories about other people at other joints. There are people that own property on this playground, these playgrounds around America that do this. And I don't understand. Do you think, and then Rob's point might be well taken, that they do it because they look for that.
Yeah.
They're waiting and they jump up because maybe they've seen other people doing
it. He spends hours on his screened-in porch. The screen disguises him just enough.
Yeah.
And he said, and I bet he, you know what?
You would have loved the moment where I took the hat off, though. That's what where it's just like, I whipped the hat off. Like, come here. What? Do you have anything better to do? That's all I was saying. No threats. No profanity. I was just, don't you have anything better to do?
You should have done, Shannon showed me this TikTok maybe a year ago now, where it's these random guys just catcalling. And the lady's like, sorry, I don't have any money. Like, instead of being like, ew, leave me alone. It's like, sorry, I don't have any money. And it like stops and shock and awes the catcaller.
Yeah,
because it's a totally different response for a different circumstance.
Wrong dynamic, and it also hits their ego, being like, "I didn't ask you for money, lady."
Right,
and they shut up.
Yeah, do that.
Okay,
next
what would
time.
You do? Okay, now, but that requires premeditation. Like if it's something like, for example, I started doing it last night at the bowling alley.
Yes,
I love it. I get, as you guys do, and everybody around the country gets, you get scam likely when you get a call. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
So when I get the scam likely call, I swear to God, I've done it five times. Did it five times, made people laugh at the bowling. I answer the phone, I go, Lee County Sheriff's Office Fraud Prevention Department.
Great.
That's great. Perfect.
That's
I've only had
awesome.
One person speak. Oh, yeah. I have the wrong number. Click. But it's fun. So in this circumstance.
Just say, sorry. I don't have any change. And they'll be like, what are you talking about? Use the same thing.
Sorry, I don't have any money for you, sir.
Yeah,
how
just say,
ridiculous
I'm sorry, I don't have any, I don't have any cash.
And I don't have any spare change, please.
Yeah. It would first confuse him. Then he'd be like, is his mother ever think I'm poor? He'd get all in his head about it.
Worth a try. I'm trying to think if you can modify it to be closer to reality, which it would be. But it was interesting, to say the least. And then, of course, the fantasy ending of the conversation goes like this. All right.
You should have children playing here. You should have families having picnics. You should have a goddamn petting zoo. Then you got these stupid little.
Now the guy's clutching his chest.
Nothing better to do.
Shoots his golf cart. Now the golf cart is running down into the pond. And now he's walking up to the man who is yelling about hitting a ball.
Aren't you ashamed of yourself?
Oh my God! I gotta get some help!
What's wrong with you?
Help!
Your heart? Something's wrong with your heart? What can I do? Pills? Where are your pills?
Oh no. Now this guy's dying.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you're out of luck, aren't you? Your little cart's going to drown. Now, aren't you sorry you didn't let me pass through your golf course? Yeah. And now you're going to die wearing that stupid little hat.
Love it.
Yeah. You know, Mike, you wanted a variation on what Oscar said.
Yeah.
And so if the guy in the golf course yells down, "You're cheating," you should reply back, "No, no, no, we're not having a meeting. Just pretend to mishear."
Yeah.
Get the mishear thing. Yes. That could work as well. That could work as well. Yeah. It was oh my God, it was interesting. You know, but I mean, talk about where you don't expect to have
out of the blue.
It's the same reason this type of engagement reminds me of when people ruin holidays even though they don't have to. Where this is the time where everybody's supposed to be on their best behavior.
Yes. Yeah.
And if you get a garbage present, you just can't keep it inside of you without telling the person and everybody, and then basically showing your ass to everybody, being like, Right. Oh, I didn't want that, but mm-hmm. you got me that anyways, didn't you?
Oh my
and
God.
And then everybody thinks you're a scumbag.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that type of broken filter, I don't think is just that. If you can do that in a holiday setting, you can probably do that anywhere. On a Tuesday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anywhere. Anywhere. And what I prefaced it with, Oscar, before you joined us, I was saying yes. that regarding my behavior, I said the last time there was a conflict was, of course, when I showed my ass and I was out at the Invitational tournament.
You lost a friend.
Yeah. And I've had a conversation with Millsy since then, but I have not socialized with him.
9 months.
Yeah. But I mean, it's not like we certainly did it more frequently than we did.
Yeah, well, sad thing was when he talked to Millsy, Millsy said that ball was clearly out of bounds.
Yeah.
But as I told Rob, the invitation came a week and a half ago.
From Millsy?
No, I'm sorry, the guy that I played with. That was.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. That guy wants a winner.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, I wasn't a winner that week, that's for sure. But it's nice to know it was on my mind. I wasn't going to broach the subject, but it was immediately accepted, and I will be very aware of that. And by the way, I had a very nice conversation with him, but no, we have not, and he has not reached out. So I think that that I look at this as closure and an opportunity to kill everybody with kindness, no matter what the circumstances. Be a peacemaker if there's conflict, and certainly nothing has fueled that more than this little thing that I dealt with yesterday. And you know, you said ignore, walk away. I had a little exchange that was a heated exchange, but then I did walk away, whereas there are people that would have pursued it.
I also have the you know, I know we don't live in Gotham City, but I have the spidey sense of any one of these mother effers could be carrying.
Absolutely.
And one of the guys in our group said that.
Mm-hmm.
In a joking way. In a serious / joking way.
I don't know.
Something like if you'd stayed there any longer and he'd gone back into the house, you know, stand your ground in Florida.
Because technically you're on his property,
Mm-hmm. Do people have guns in Florida?
No, doesn't happen. Not at all. We got to take a break. We will come back, and we have the round table here. And man, oh man, always an adventure, even when you're not looking for adventure. That's the way it goes.
Trouble finds you.
Doesn't it, Oscar? It certainly
it does.
Yeah. We'll be right back. We are sponsored by Groove Life. Level up your style game with Groove Life belts. I have made the switch, and these belts are my constant companions. I think I've got this one on. Yes, I do. I'm going to take it off to show you. Take a look at this. My sad team. That's
the
my
Giants.
Sad team right there. They have them for all the NFL teams at Groove Life, and I still show the colors, even though it's black and white.
Did the Giants belt cost less than a better team?
I think the Giant I could trade this belt right now for the entire offensive line. I've made the switch. I love these belts. I really do. They're my constant companions. The Groove belt boasts unique webbing. Let me show you the webbing here. All right, I'm going to stretch it.
Yeah.
See that? That's really, really well done. Perfect stretch and a revolutionary buckle with powerful neodymium magnets. No hassle. Just snap it on effortlessly. Just like this. Oh, I had it the wrong way. Sorry. Snap it on. Boom. There it is.
Beautiful.
Perfect. Say farewell to bothersome belt flaps with the ingenious Stiff Tech buckle. Trust me, your waist will thank you. Plus, Groove Life backs it all with a whopping 94-year warranty, making it the ultimate belt investment. Elevate your essentials today with Groove Life. It's time to bring your belt into the 21st century. Head to groovelife.com/TMOS for 20% off all Groove Life products. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our link, groovelife.com/TMOS, for 20% off your order. One last time, groovelife.com/TMOS for 20% off your order. Just click the button on our website. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, by the way, with you there, do I play the Kraken or do you play the Kraken?
I play the Kraken.
You play the Kraken?
I do. And he's got a mic. He's looking at you through a screened-in porch.
Very, very exciting. Couldn't be any more exciting if I was puking. Anyway, I don't know what I'm saying here right now. So anywho, we start today with Matthew Perry and an update on that situation that I feel is necessary because everybody speculates when someone who's had a substance abuse problem passes away. Now, it's not done yet, but his death was not caused by an overdose of fentanyl or methamphetamine. Initial tests showed he didn't have either drug in his system. The results of more comprehensive tests are still pending and could take months to come in. Now, the way the other story I had heard is that he had prescription medications on hand, but nothing illegal was found in the house. So that's two for two. I am hoping, because I read his book and I feel his pain and I understand what he suffered through, I would love to see this just be, you know, a result of an anomaly where some medical condition happened. Because you know what? He did appear to be, through his book, through the appearances he had, that he was very self-aware of his
death. I hope it's a manufacturer's defect for the hot tub. Like there's some sort of electrical panel that took him out. Because then there's recourse. And maybe his family members or somebody, you know, that is in his will get the big W. That's
I hope that David Schwimmer is at fault.
David Schwimmer's fault. Anonymous sources have said Matthew was sober at the time of his death and seemingly in a good place. Speaking of that mystery woman that he had dinner with, her name is Athena Crosby, and she's a 25-year-old model and entertainment reporter and a Venezuelan citizen. She says she and Matthew were just friends, and she didn't plan to talk about it publicly until those pictures hit the internet of those two. She says he was in extremely good spirits and, quote, so happy and vibrant as he spoke about things he had coming up in his life. He was also excited about losing weight and playing pickleball the next day, which is corroborated by the fact that's where he's coming from. One last note. Courtney Cox was spotted in public Monday night looking pretty down about the circumstances. I think they were all pretty close on that cast. So that,
the Venezuelan lady seemed like a real like nice person.
That's a very, very nice. Well, all South American people are.
Yes, well, as a people, we are. Maybe she was seeking political asylum.
Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Seem like they're good to their fans. The neighborhood kids, not so much. On Halloween night, Travis's $1 million Kansas City home was closed to trick-or-treaters. It was blocked off with police tape, and there was a security guard outside telling kids, nobody's home today. The thing is, people knew they were lying. They can't even like button up and go in and say, F it, we're not coming to the...
Right.
Well, if you knew that Travis Kelce was going to have Taylor Swift there, they'd be bringing buses up there, wouldn't they?
Yeah, but thinking. You also hire somebody to get ahead of this.
Like somebody maybe to, they go down into the rec room they and you have somebody at the door.
And they can get involved with an advance man.
Yeah. Like to you know, hand out candy, right?
How about you put Mahomes' brother in front, like with the candy. Like he's good for that.
I'm not sure that's who you want.
I think police tape is a little heavy-handed. I think that's misguided. That's
maybe they were doing a Halloween thing and they wanted their house to look like a scary crime scene.
Or The Bodyguard. You remember that film?
Yes.
Right? Maybe there's something else going on that we're just not aware of.
You mean that something nefarious?
Safety first. Yeah, safety first. Like she shows up at a she was in Avalon, if I'm not mistaken, this past summer. For like an engagement party, and the entire island was shut down.
Yeah. So you're saying there might be, but let me give you this.
Security reasons.
Let me throw this at you. It's Kelsey's house. Don't you think if it's Taylor Swift and she knows fans, don't you think her people will probably handle that differently than the heavy-handed NFL is God people like we see at the Commanders party every year?
I bet at Taylor Swift's house they were handing out wedding cakes or birthday cakes.
Think because she knows how to handle the public image.
Exactly. I think she would have done better. And by the way, if you take a deep dive, there is a controversy. And when I say controversy, this is a pop culture controversy that apparently Travis Kelce had to fire, and this is alleged, his social media director. Because she posted a picture of herself next to Taylor Swift, and she, because she's an idiot, God bless you, put a clown face over Taylor Swift as kind of like to obstruct her and show herself in the picture. And then you're like, are you putting a clown face on not just my girlfriend, but America's sweetheart for your own personal gain on social media? Wow. You clown.
That's dumb.
Fired. That's and don't tell dummy. Me why I know this, but I know this.
Wow. That's dumb. That's that, big time
Mike,
dumb.
That's really sort of an outlier, a person that is a social media director with bad judgment.
Maybe she has the steam and undies for Travis.
Ooh.
Right? Maybe that's why.
Damn, I did not get that far.
Ooh, and that would be like a great horror
and
movie.
And she's Jelly Belly.
Yeah, that's exactly what it might be. Mm-hmm. By the way,
well, she's
the,
unemployed now.
At Travis's house, the thing is people knew they were lying because they could see lights going on and off inside the house. One mom.
Did they have cardboard cutouts like the lonely guy?
In the window.
Yeah.
one mom said, quote, they're not handing out candy. You believe that? Well, we know they're lying. Swifty is here. Swifty. Well, mom loses all credibility when she says that. Taylor flew to Kansas City on Monday and left yesterday. It's a romance. Leave the kids alone. They're America's sweethearts. Give me a break.
Taylor Swift didn't even use a plane. She knows how to fly.
You know, Rob, I have to tell you, I love food, and you love food.
I do, too.
We all love food. Baskin-Robbins has just announced its new flavor of the month. I think this is valuable. I think this is going to work. It's called Turkey Day Fixins. It combines flavors of sweet potato and autumn spice and mixes in sweet chunks of honey cornbread. Hello.
I like it.
With tart swirls of cranberry sauce.
Oh, I'm so in.
Right?
Yes.
It's a good one.
Yes.
It's available nationwide. One TikToker says it's pretty decent. They don't mention the name. Maybe that's social media director.
Well, Mike, in the 80s, decent was high praise. That is decent.
They're also taking pre-orders for their turkey cake and fruit fritters. Their turkey cake, which thankfully does not include actual turkey. It just looks like a bird that's fresh out of the oven. It can be filled with any ice cream with legs made from sugar cones. It's also lathered with caramel praline glaze, which gives it a, quote, juicy sheen and gets you into the emergency room sooner than later.
I hate ice cream cakes. I think it's a bad marriage of two things. Have cake if you want cake. Have ice cream if you want ice cream.
I can't
and
believe you just
ideally
said that.
Put them together. No, I hate ice cream.
I
cakes.
Can't believe what motivated you to say that. You didn't like Thinny Thin?
Tom, I didn't like Thinny Thin.
This is your participating Carvel ice cream store. I can't believe you're saying these things with that.
You know what I hated
what about
the most?
Cookie Puss? You didn't like Cookie Puss?
I hated Fudgy the Whale.
Oh, Fudgy the Whale was fantastic. And we turned it into, as Patton Oswalt used to say, they'd flip it upside down for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
And call him Patio Cripply.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Someday ask me how Fudgy the Whale got his nickname, I'll tell you.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
According to a new survey, the average parent calls their own parent twice a week for guidance. About 1 in 8 call them almost every day. But about 70% admit they have different ideas about raising their child than their parents have. And only about 60% say they actively follow their parents' advice. So how many times do you guys call your yours are alive? Mine, I'd have to call heaven if I was going to speak to either one of my parents. I'm not sure.
I'd say roughly every... I'd say 5-6 times a week, but not for advice, just to check in for chatting, you know.
Oscar, between going over there and calling, how many times is there contact during the week?
Once a week.
Once a week. Okay. All right.
Yeah, not even a FaceTime. Phone call?
I mean, what? There's nothing to exchange. She's just going to tell me to do things.
Thank you.
For
that's
her.
All, that's all we need. That's all we need. That's fantastic.
She won't even ask. Just tell me.
Finally today, an Ontario, Canada man harvested an 8-foot, 4.79-inch zucchini from his garden.
Look
that,
out.
That might be the longest on record. Yeah. Henry D'Angela said, I applied it to the Guinness Book of World Records. I'm sorry. I don't know if he sounds like that. To have his zucchini certified. Have either one of you ever had your zucchini certified?
Before I went to war, yes.
Thank you.
But I once had an eBay item I was auctioning.
Very exciting. The current record zucchini of 8 feet, 3.3 inches was grown by another Italian man, John Giovanni Scazzafivane.
Green thumb.
From Niagara Falls. Ontario. I guess they grow them big up in Ontario.
You know, the thing is a zucchini will keep growing if you don't pick it. This is no great accomplishment.
Oh, now I say nay to that. Don't poo-poo these fabulous long zucchinis.
You got to pick it, Mike. Yellow squash, crookneck squash, zucchini, you got to pick them every day because they grow like crazy. And when we were doing the vegetable stand, one zucchini got past a certain thing, we just throw them away.
Wow.
They're useless. They won't sell.
Well, this man, Mr. DeAngelo, says he is keeping the massive zucchini in his garage until he hears back from Guinness. I keep mine in my boxer briefs, ladies and gentlemen.
Look out.
Thank
look
you.
Out.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, very, very well. We got to take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap up this business that Oscar had with the garage, because I want to find out if there's been any resolution to that. And I will give you an update on the Richard Dreyfuss thing from Pauly. Pauly reached out. You don't have to be an athlete to need extra hydration throughout your day. From Zoom meetings and workouts to long travel days and fun nights out, Liquid IV makes it easy to stay hydrated. It has three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus eight vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. Liquid IV hydrates two times faster than water alone, all in a single stick. Their hydration multiplier comes in three delicious sugar-free flavors, white peach, green grape, and lemon lime. It's a proprietary zero-sugar hydration solution with no artificial sweeteners. I love them all. You will, too. Grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. All right, so Oscar, I was trying.
Yes, sir.
I was bothering Oscar today because
Oscar
had an emergency, and I was trying to say, "Well, when are you going to be here?" I don't know, because you didn't know if it was going to erupt into something big deal.
Yeah,
or
I don't want to give
a
you
minimal
a,
deal.
Hey, I'll be there in 10 minutes.
I got
when the foreman's staring at me like I'm the a-hole.
So what? How did it resolve itself? Did he say they were going to stop, or did they not resolve it?
Well, I called New York, and New York owns the building, the central office in New York.
Okay.
And I said, guys, you've been awesome. We have a great partnership. I just want to continue doing business as is. And they give us a heads up. They give us like, hey, when are these days are going to happen, or what's going to happen here? I don't know anything about commercial construction. I'm okay with that. But when a day shifts, and maybe I missed the memo, so I triple checked my email. No memo. We're good.
Everything's fine.
Yeah, but they didn't know either, which is fine because they're in New York.
I get it.
New York City.
But
but
you can reach out and they're
so
they're
I jumped
receptive
in the Bobcat and I just said, let me just park this baby over here, and I took the keys and I walked away.
The Bobcat.
Right. I'm sure that did not
they
happen.
Have a little Bobcat with the with
that's
the,
how it works. With, yeah, the big with, it's the industrial with, size
yeah,
jackhammer.
The jackhammer.
Yeah. Not the
and
old
let me
days
tell you, I was like, that guy was working overtime.
Was he really?
Yeah, I was like, man. Yeah, there are
I haven't heard anything during the show.
Well, that's because we have, I think I said this earlier, state-of-the-art technology. But this is what happens. And anybody that's ever been through construction before is this. They tell you one thing, and then somebody else gets involved, another cook from another space, maybe the big kahuna here in D.C. So I fully expect the boom, boom, boom.
That's the way
boom.
It does.
Yeah. Within like an hour, because somebody's going to come and be like, we're not going on overtime in this project. Get to hammering.
Get to hammering. Sounds like Walter Brennan running the game. You get to hammering. You get to hammering right now. You get that back on that Bobcat and take that industrial size hammer.
And to add insult to injury, and as I told the security guard last night when I was leaving around 11 p.m., because we're working on with this client on the West Coast, and I said, you know, I feel bad for the building because it seems to me like in the last week they were so close to the finish line of this big project.
Yes, yeah.
Just for the three buildings have been put into one massive lobby. Probably no less than like $60-70 million renovation.
The lobby is a showplace. It's
and
amazing
then you
when you walk
and you
in.
Walk in.
It's the title of my latest album.
Yesterday, leaving and going. We actually had to leave early. Not yesterday. The day before. there was water that smelled like sewage water streaming from the sprinkler system in the lobby in four different locations. And they had buckets and garbage cans, and it smelled like garbage in the lobby. And I said, oh God, did someone just like hammer in a nail into something and then it was sideways? Right?
Yeah, yeah. That's bad.
And then the security guard, as I think he was probably, didn't he, he's like, sir, are you lost? Because I'm just making small talk for waiting for my Uber. And he's like, oh, there's been leaks in this lobby for weeks. And I've been telling them about them.
So they got some issues with the company.
Something's going on.
Oh, boy. All right.
That's not good.
Stay tuned.
Like, you know what it is? It's like Hyperion.
Yes. Yes.
In the morning show.
They blamed the blackout on the hack, but you should know what he's doing.
John Hamm.
John Hamm plays a great villain.
Oh, God, he's great.
Not as good in real life as Richard Dreyfuss, though. And as the day Oscar and I were talking about Richard Dreyfuss and the fact that he might have a conflict with Robert Shaw from Jaws. Well, there's a new show on Broadway, which is the Jaws movie. It's based on the Jaws movie, I believe. I haven't seen it. And I said, Paulie, reach out and tell me. Richard Dreyfuss claims there that the entire rumor of a conflict with Robert Shaw, who played Captain Quint, was made up, that it was not real. And so
manufactured.
And then somebody said, did we read it somewhere where somebody said the whole premise of the Broadway play is the tension on the set of the movie, I think, right?
Yeah,
let me clear it up. Yes, go ahead.
The play is called The Shark is Broken.
The Shark is Broken.
Actually, the character of Captain Quint in the Broadway show is played by Robert Shaw's son, which is pretty cool.
Right.
And I think it is mixture of scenes from the movie and like behind the scenes of the movie. So that shows the stuff. That's my impression.
To it. He's seen it more than any show
he's
seen
it a million times, yeah.
So he writes me yesterday at noon, hey, boss. Yes, I'm the Uber Shark is Broken fan. Up to six times seeing it, two more or four. See how it goes before it ends on the 19th. He's planning on going a bunch of times more. That's how much he loves it. So the skinny is, as soon as Shaw comes on the scene, it's just belittling of Dreyfuss about his wanting to be a movie star and his intellect and knowledge of things. There's a point in the show, Dreyfuss throws Shaw's booze overboard because Shaw told the story of his father dying very young from alcoholism, and Dreyfuss thought he was doing a good thing, which Shaw proceeds to choke him, and Scheider has to stop him from killing Dreyfuss.
Wow.
He's choking me. He's got his fingers around my throat.
Even when Richard Dreyfuss is being choked, he still sounds the same.
It was well documented. So from Paulie's message to me, it was well documented that Shaw tortured him. Dreyfuss now has remade history in his head. Hey, if you want to do a food segment again for the holidays, come let me know. So maybe we do the fishes thing, you know, for
the meal of 12 fishes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike, do you feel like you have been rewarded adequately for your Richard Dreyfuss? Because Shannon can't get over it. She's so excited about it.
The answer to your question is the reward for me always has and always will come from this show. If I go outside, I'll read enough. The nature of impressions for anybody that does them is hyper analysis most of the time. You don't get the attaboys for impressions as much as you get you get a couple of those, but they're balanced with, he sounds just like he sounds just like G. Gordon Liddy.
Can I guess where you're going getting this information?
Sure.
On Facebook.
Yes.
If you look on Instagram, which I know you're a part of, and if you look on TikTok, you will get a different set of people.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's fun. If that gives me a little lift in the day, I might just do that.
The angry and the hate lives on Facebook.
Well, that is, you have cleared it up for me.
I guarantee you that guy.
The offending squalus was known as Paul Morris.
Mike, I guarantee you the guy that has the house on the golf course, He's a Facebook guy.
Oh yeah, he's a don't not on my social media platform.
No,
guy.
No. Now,
might be
question:
he might be a wooden telephone guy. To be perfectly honest with you,
okay? You say Shannon is obsessed with the Richard Dreyfuss impression.
Yeah,
she
loves
know?
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, he knows her from Doubtfire.
Yeah, that's
is he
it.
In
I
Mrs.
said, "Do you
Doubtfire?
Know about another 48 hours or another stakeout?" And she said, "No."
Richard Dreyfuss was
not in Mrs. Doubtfire.
I wasn't in Mrs. Doubtfire. That was Robin Williams. Does Shannon think that my Richard
another
Dreyfuss
white
is Robin
guy.
Williams?
Yeah.
Another
does
another
she
white guy.
Maybe she thinks maybe she's thinking of What About Bob?
Well, it's a mutual fan club between me and Shannon and me. That is nice to hear that. And I will try to keep those coming.
I didn't mean
develop.
To insult you, Mike.
Over
sorry.
The weekend I will be working very hard on our current president to see if I can bring my own twist to it.
Nice.
So it can be, you know.
Come on. What are you doing?
Anyway, we'll be right back, everybody. Sorry. Let's talk about Chime. Credit scores might not seem like a big deal, but low or no credit can jam up your financial dreams. Chime sweeps in with its secured credit builder Visa credit card. Millions trust it to power up their credit scores, safely boost your score with everyday buys and prompt payments, no annual fees, and no credit check to begin. You, too, could someday have a credit score like Carla O'Mara.
Mm.
It's
wow.
Disgusting. I don't know why I brought that up, made it about Carla, but she does. And I don't.
Well, don't you have a good credit score?
I have a good credit score. She has a whatever the tier is.
Yeah, like you got 800 and above, right? Who doesn't?
No, I don't.
Mine's like 72. Is that okay?
No minimum balance or overdraft for Chime. Level up your credit game with Chime. Really, get it done because it matters. Seize your financial
72
future.
72 is so funny.
Start building up your credit right now. Open a Chime checking account with at least a $200 qualifying direct deposit to get started. Get started at Chime.com/TMOS. That's Chime.com/TMOS.
The Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card is issued by Stride Bank N.A., member FDIC. Chime checking account and $200 qualifying direct deposit required to apply. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal fees may apply. On-time payment history may have a positive impact on your credit score. Late payment may cause a negative impact on your credit score. Results may vary. Mine, now that we're done with the commercial.
Yes.
Mine is 733.
You should boost it with Chime.
Yeah.
Like, you should. It'll work. Shannon do the same thing.
All right.
Same thing. My father, by the way, I should let you know, he's an 800 plus. God bless him at 80. I don't know how that works. And I know this because I was filling out the paperwork for the financing over WhatsApp with my dad for his, he wanted to see what the rate was for his Mercedes.
Is he still committed to the lemon?
He found another car. Who knows? Let's just find out what the rate is. So I'm on WhatsApp with him, and I'm talking about 12:30 at night.
Mike, you should know that WhatsApp is for people that don't want to pay for international cell phone service.
Yes.
It's a free app.
He's so cheap.
That's why the people that where I got my fake watch wanted me to be on it.
Yeah, I bet they did.
Okay.
So he's WhatsApping with me after midnight, because by the time you get home, if you get home around 11, I text him, I'm sorry, it's late. I haven't heard from the Mercedes dealership. And he's like, call me on WhatsApp. So I call him on WhatsApp because he doesn't want to spend the money. And he's like, let's go online together. And I'm like, Dad, I just got home from work. And he goes, this will be fun. And I'm like, I'm so tired.
Your father said it would
Christ.
Be fun?
Oscar,
yes.
I swear
yeah, he's
to
up.
God, you're going to kill
then,
yourself.
No, I'm good. I like doing this. And the more I know about my father's finances, the more I know if there's any other families around.
So this is a used car.
Yes.
If what I've seen is true, what did you get? Did you get any rates that were even in the stratosphere?
Well, he said, Oscar, yo leí de que había un especial para uno de los estos carros para 3%. So there's like a 3% financing for some of these models.
New cars.
New car.
Yeah.
And I said, well, 3%. I mean, I'd love 3%.
Right now,
and
it's
great.
He
goes, let's run the numbers. So we're on the computer. My dad won't use Zoom. He won't do anything. So I literally have my phone on the screen of my laptop on a basically
is that coming through, by the way, that music?
Yes, a FaceTime.
Oh,
yes,
sorry.
It is. FaceTime, so WhatsApp call. I thought you were just adding music to the tapestry of what we were talking about.
That was the commercial bed, and we'll fix that.
No.
It wasn't me?
It was not you. No.
It wasn't you, Mike. It was me.
It wasn't you, Mike. It was me.
All right, Mac. Thank you.
I'm
over here now.
So mute your mic, Mike. Mac, not Mike. We get to the rate, and it says 6.99%. I said that's more realistic, Dad. I don't know where you got the 3%. And he goes, well, let's read the fine. And I said, well, hold, before you do that, I said, your credit score is 810. I said, but right now I have it at a very good credit score within the Mercedes-Benz dashboard, and it says 750. I said, we should scoot it up to 810 to see like what type of interest rate you'll get.
I bet it didn't mean dick, right?
Oh, it's like you were there.
Yeah.
Nothing changed.
Yeah.
And then I was BS. Like, well, let's take it to 850, the max that they have on the little scale. Yes. Yeah. Nothing changed. What's the point?
Really?
So I read the fine print, and he goes, no tengo mis lentes, which means he doesn't have his glasses. You read it. So then I'm looking at it, just two Bolivians on the phone in the middle of the night.
Oh, my God.
And I'm in my little townhouse, and he's in his palatial estate in Bolivia. And I say, hey, Dad, it's like, can we just do this tomorrow? He goes, just read it. So I'm reading it. You can get 3% on 5 different models of vehicles.
New or used? Probably not.
They're new, okay. Which is great.
That's
right.
That sounds legit.
Apparently, their electrics is an option as well.
Yeah, because they're hawking the electrics.
Yes.
So they're
going
to give you a little incentive for the electrics.
Yeah, if you have great credit, right. You're willing to do X, Y, and go through Mercedes-Benz Financial, you can get it for 3%. And I'm not getting a penny for this. And my dad says, he goes, what type of outlet do you plug the car into? And I'm like, what are you talking about, old man? And he says, in case I have to ship it down to Bolivia. And I said, I don't think you're shipping anything, sir. And this conversation
is over.
Wait a minute.
He's talking about shipping the car down to Bolivia.
Yeah, like my dad, if I didn't know that he was just like a logistics man.
Yes.
Like, I think he like was some sort of like import exporter, if you know what I mean, in a different world.
A cartel.
Because shipping and moving cars around internationally, that's just like a different ballgame, right?
Yeah. Right.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to pay the tariffs to get him into the countries that you're going into.
You know, so, and he'll never come back if he gets that car down there.
The tariffs are a big deal unless you're in bed with local officials, and then they can probably waive it.
Well, in Bolivia, I looked it up. I said, last time we talked about this 3 years ago, the tariff in La Paz in Bolivia was almost 50% of the car for a Mercedes-Benz.
Wow.
In Hong Kong, you got to pay twice as much.
Does he have an automobile down there, like a little local car?
Yes,
he's
got a Renault SUV.
There you go. There's that. Yeah. That says nothing says South America more than a Renault car. You know,
an older Renault?
No, it's pretty new. Like the Malik's cars.
I'm old enough where back in the day, in the old show, we drove Peugeots, I think.
Oh, I had a relative who drove a Peugeot. Yeah.
I think they were Peugeot.
A Saab and Peugeot were my dream car as a child.
But Mike, you never drove a Renault Lay car.
No, never. Did you drive a Lay car?
No, I rode in one once with my father.
You lived to tell about it?
And he did. That's when I learned how to jam a car into gear going down a hill to start it.
Oh, quick story about I'm in an intersection.
Okay. Yes.
And there is a white Ferrari.
Nice.
Ooh.
Absolutely.
I still get excited when I see Ferraris.
Sherry.
Nice. Yeah.
I am looking at this thing. I'm going, where was I going? I was going bowling. And I'm at the intersection. And it's teeth of rush hour down here. And I am like this. This is me looking across two lanes at the front. I'm going like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I see. It's like if you're looking at a topless woman walking down there and you hear, and I wake up from my coma just looking at this thing. And, you know, I go between just amazing appreciation of the vehicle and, you know, looking at the people in it and just going, oh, I don't know about that.
That's the way I look at it.
I like seeing an over-the-top car, even like a Rolls or a Bentley, and then seeing the person who's driving it.
Yeah, the car. And trying to guess. The car is excitement, right? Yeah. The car is excitement. As soon as you see it, it's so funny. It's this little dichotomy between looking at the car and going, man, spectacular, and then looking inside and going, really? You're driving that?
Well, it's for the same reasons when I've been catching up on Bachelor in Paradise, which, by the way, a 10 out of 10 this season.
Yeah.
A train wreck of train wrecks. Shannon and I, well, maybe Shannon's just being sweet, but I'm at an age now when I see these, like, just beautiful women and her beautiful men, I imagine, with 12 abs apiece. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, that's a dream killer situation. Like any aspirations you might have will never come to fruition because the chaos that ensues with such a beautiful broken person, as much fun as it's going to be for 2 weeks, you still got to insure it, right? You still got to insure the Ferrari.
Yeah.
And then Shannon the whole time, like I'm thinking that in my mind and Shannon likes talking to the TV while these shows are on, which is fine. Kind of, you know, takes me out of the TV show.
I understand.
Fine.
Yeah.
And she's like, run, girl, run, run, girl. Like when she's, because this guy's like a total
warning.
Garbage bag. She goes, don't you see that red flag? Run, girl, run. Right. Get out of that.
Much more stability with guys like us.
Yes.
Thank you.
You know, guys that she never has to see
because
he's always at work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she works with you. So she sees you all the time.
She leaves at 6.
Okay.
He's had himself in 24 hours, Rob. You got to respect that, okay?
Hello.
I wasn't respecting it earlier. I was like, please, what are you doing? Where are you? Come here. We got to take a break. We will come back.
I'm trying to get a jackhammer.
I got it. Sometimes, you know, it's early. It's early. All right. I drank Guinness last night. Yes, two nights in a row of alcohol. We will come back with more fun right after this, everybody. It's so cold in Washington, D.C., President Joe Biden watched the film 500 Days of Summer and then tried to create an AI virtual 4th of July picnic. Sadly, it didn't work.
Oh,
and it's still
Joe.
Cold, which means you have to protect your
face.
Why not try complimentary virtual skin consultations and self-care appointments at DermGlowSkin.com. Grab Carla's Beauty Bundle. 11 travel-size products that give you the perfect skincare routine for the morning and the night. It's on sale right now for $60. Sun Guard. I love it. Get it at DermGlowSkin.com. Carla's travel kits are perfect for hitting the road or as a great sampling of her skincare products. I like Citrus Scrub. I like the Repair Bar, and I like the Sun Guard. Use them every day. DermGlow ships everywhere. Features Afterpay. Make the pampering esthetician a part of your self-love journey. And be sure to remember that DermGlow is a proud partner with the Hecht Company. All right, we're done with this one after today. Thank you.
Are you sure?
Yes. I don't. Okay. I like celebrities. I don't like the Hecht Company. Nobody knows the Hecht
Woody's.
It's coming up, Oscar.
Montgomery Ward.
Now you can charge your Hecht Company purchases with your Washington Shopper's Plate, which is also accepted at Garfinkel's.
Garfinkel's was high line.
Garfinkel's, Raleigh's, and Woodward and Lothrop. That is so funny. Isn't that the economy? Just in time for the holidays. We thank you. DermGlow, hit the thingy. Thank you very much.
Do you remember a store called Rizix?
Rizix?
No.
Apparently it was like a high line, like downtown staple, like luxury store.
I don't remember.
And I was
that.
Like, how did I not know Rizix?
Right next
and Mike,
to
didn't
Riggs
you
Bank.
Do, huh? Didn't you do a photo layout or an ad
for
Raleigh's?
Maybe Raleigh's. Yes. Well, we
Raleigh's
models.
Bikes?
We went in Washingtonian magazine. We wore their clothes, you know.
I want to be in Washingtonian.
Hey, ain't all it's cracked up to be, especially
really?
When a lady attacks you for taking her parking space, and the reporter's right there. That was a
That's
great
really
day.
Awkward.
Jesus. Another one of my conflicts.
Did you let it go?
I had no choice. I'm sitting across from the reporter, and the lady comes in screaming at me. Yeah, I'll never forget. Walks all the way across the restaurant. You are an a-hole. All right, play the thing, Rob Spiewak.
Hello.
All right, that's enough. Let's get right to the sounds. Thank you very much.
It was at Fish Stories. I remember the story so well.
Wow, unbelievable.
All right, we declared yesterday the end of spooky season and the beginning of the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
I saw on Facebook, Craig Harleman, good friend of the show, said it's Thanksgiving season until Thanksgiving. But there's one person who says it's definitely Christmas time. It's Mariah Carey. Yes, folks, it's time.
This is great.
It's so funny.
Big block of ice. She's inside. I love this.
I do too.
The first time hearing it works for me.
Yes.
Yeah. It is so funny that she
actually... the greatest hits ever recorded. Let's
submitted to having that made. That is not a cheap video to have made.
No,
And it's just
spare
the one.
Spare no expense.
It's the one. And it's been the one for a long time. And there's always the possibility that another one will be created. Because that is not an oldie. That is really... Well, it's an oldie for Mariah Carey. But
it's a classic.
You know,
for
you
us
got
now.
White Christmas. Yeah. You got that one. Yeah. They're not a... You know, it's not a big club. So,
no,
amen.
The lobby and the office... I'm proud to say it's decorated for Christmas already.
Congratulations.
Nice. Very
congratulations.
Good.
Done. This year, I don't want to scare anybody. I may rent a cherry picker for the palm tree out in front of our house.
You should.
Oh, that would be so great.
Yeah.
I'm not going to pay what they pay to get these things, but it's just a question of wrapping it around.
Yeah, you know, you don't need a cherry picker. You just need one of the lifts.
No,
like you see in a gymnasium.
If I pay a guy, a lift. If I pay a guy to do it, it's prohibitive.
No. Mike, you don't have to pay a guy to do it.
Yeah.
They have like sticks and stuff to do this now.
Sticks?
Yeah, like telescoping sticks.
No.
For just this
aspect. Too tall. You know the one right in front of my house,
it's,
guys?
Hey, huge.
You know how I identify my house on the street? I got the tallest palm tree on the street. It's the only claim to fame I have, and I have a giant zucchini.
I didn't even notice you have a tree in front.
I have a giant palm tree.
What is the matter with you?
It's big.
I don't notice these.
By the way, when I paid the guy years ago, when things were, you know, fortunes were a little different.
Better.
And I paid the guy, and he goes halfway up. He said, it's going to cost you more if I have to go to the top, dick. I never used him again. So, you know, there's another conflict. I didn't get into a fight with him.
Mike, it's easier. Just decorate the zucchini.
What if you bought a drone and then put the lights on the drone?
How about
and
just
went in circles?
Really good charged battery drones hovering over your house, flashing.
Oh,
that'd be great.
That'd be cool.
Mm-hmm.
No candy. Right. That's what they say.
Okay. Good. Mike, we lost a great one yesterday. Bobby Knight.
Bob Knight passed yesterday. That's right. I'm glad you mentioned it, Rob.
Another noted hothead.
He is a hothead, and trouble found Bobby Knight, but here's a montage of some of his greatest moments.
Smart wins. It's the most simple proverb there is in sports. Smart wins.
I'll handle this the way I want to handle it now that I'm here.
You screwed
it up to begin with. Now just sit there or leave. I don't give a what you do.
I'd like to refer to this whole thing from start to finish as a real Mickey Mouse operation. But that'd be an insult to Mickey Mouse.
I'll paraphrase Churchill a little bit when he talked about the Battle of Britain. Never have so many thought they knew so much and actually knew so little.
I think if I don't follow up on that previous question, I get fired. Can you amplify on what you mean?
And there are a lot of you guys I'd like to see get fired. I mean, what the hell makes you think I'm going to save you from being fired here?
You know, we got more fat officials in college basketball with pants that are two sizes too small for them. And I mean, they look like they're almost reformed prostitutes trying to make a comeback with how tight their pants are.
When my time on earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my ass.
There's Bob Knight.
Bob Knight, yes. The Midwestern kindness echoing through all of those quotes. Yes, absolutely.
I hope that they don't take him to this Colorado funeral home, though, Mike.
Okay.
It's this is my favorite kind of story because they were providing ashes to the relatives of the deceased, the bereaved, I believe they're called. And it turns out they might not have been ashes, Mac. They might have been quickcrete.
Oh.
Everything kind of points to the idea that our mother was never actually cremated and the ashes that we were given are either someone else's or not even human remains at all.
Tanya kept some of her mother's ashes and took them to a funeral director in Georgia where she lives.
This was strictly powder, very, very fine, fine powder. And someone else told me that they look like Quikrete.
So Tanya bought concrete mix and did her own experiment side by side with the ashes.
One little dropper of water and mixed them up, and the reaction, it looked very, very similar in little pasty consistency and everything. And then when it dried, again, it dried into little tiny little rocks. It gave me confirmation that I believe it's concrete.
Mike, it's so sad when someone going through something so sad.
You got to take it to a lab, lady. That was just like
she did
haunted.
Go to a lab after that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's why unscientific. My mom, God rest her soul, she's now a garden gnome in front of our house under the palm tree. Sorry, Mom. I'm just making.
It's always
cheap
nice
joke
to say hi, Mike.
Expense.
Yeah.
Hi, Mom.
Right by the zucchini.
Every day I get out of the car. Hi, Mom.
Oscar, I remember you used to be a big Grubhub guy. We're going to go to the Grubhub store.
Oh, tonight. Yeah. I used to also be 30 pounds heavier.
Are you still doing it?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
People are still Grubhubbing, and this is quite unfortunate that it happened to this gentleman. I believe he called Chick-fil-A and didn't get what he expected.
And also, we are hearing from a man who claims he ordered a milkshake on Grubhub but got a cup full of urine instead. Caleb Wood saying that he ordered a Chick-fil-A sandwich, fries, and a milkshake through Grubhub. But when he started eating his meal, he put the straw in his cup and says he took a sip and immediately realized he had gotten a cup of warm urine.
Did you confuse the cups? Because, like, yeah. Dude, this is it's half full of pee.
Wood going on to say the driver admitted that he works long hours and doesn't take bathroom breaks, so he urinates in a cup. Wood saying Grubhub took 4 days to get back to him after he reported the incident.
Refunded a portion of the order. I think it cost like $25, and they refunded $18. The actual cost of the food, they didn't refund like the delivery fee or the tip that I gave or anything like that.
Mike,
ABC4 reached out to Grubhub.
To be fair, the guy did order a number one. So,
he can own Grubhub for that.
Yeah, not if he's a rube and he's talking about how much he tipped the person. And, like, come on,
literally,
go get an attorney for God's sake.
Get
sakes.
A lawyer. You got that's huge. They get millions of dollars for coffee that's too hot.
He picked up what he thought was a milkshake, and first of all, it was warm urine, so
warm
it wasn't
urine.
Cold.
Urine.
And at the wrong texture, and he still takes a sip.
Oh. At least it was fresh.
The sad thing is, after he settled the deal, he told the driver, I think you have diabetes.
Ain't life grand.
You need to hydrate, sir.
Hey, everybody, go out and get the bonus show. We're going to do one of those tomorrow.
Yes.
We want you here for it. If you have it, give it to somebody and say you like this show. Tomorrow, we're going to have a lot of fun, and we want you to join us for the Mike O'Mara Show Bonus Hour. Be there. We'd love to see you. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Who is this f***ing lunk anyway? He looks like a ball sack and a toupee.
I'll recommend your services to anyone I know who has diabetes.